The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
The other story on the front of the Indo this morning, new COVID jab programme for all adults in the card. People are underestimating the impact of the virus, warns worried Taoiseach, writes Senan Maloney. Ilona Duffy is a GP in Monaghan, and she of course has been talking about COVID and dealing with COVID on the front line for the last, 2.5 years at this stage. Ilona, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
This is a little bit like Groundhog Day, to bring a bit of Bill Murray back into the conversation. It's very similar to what we saw in January, isn't it, where there is this surge and wave of infection that's catching some people off guard.
I think you're right. I think everybody out there realises this is what's happening, because we all know people who have COVID again. And while I think the figures are probably not truly reflective of the actual numbers, because number one, people are doing antigen tests and not necessarily registering those online, or people are just choosing not to even test. I think that's also a further concern. But I suppose this time around, it's a little different, and that we know that while it is highly contagious, we are not seeing that transmitting into the high rates of hospital admission, and more importantly, into the high rates of ICU admission. And that, again, proves the importance of the vaccine programme to date, that it really has offered that protection to people against serious illness.
How are people complaining now, Ilona?
Well, it seems to be mainly upper respiratory, and by that I mean in the head. So sore throat is a new one that we haven't seen in a good while, and a lot of people are presenting with that. But the nasal congestion is typically the biggest symptom. And unfortunately, because it's summertime and because people often will get hay fever, many people are kind of saying, well, I get this at this time of the year anyway, and I'm snuffly, I'm congested. But honestly, a lot of the time, even on the phone, we can kind of nearly tell them, I think you could have COVID. They're so sinusy, and often that's what's causing the sore throat and the cough, because mucus is trickling down the back of the throat. So I think, again, the message has got to be, if you have any of these symptoms, you've really got to test yourself, do that home antigen test. And one isn't enough. Listen, I got caught out myself. I was doing twice daily antigen tests with mild symptoms, convinced thinking, could it be COVID? Isn't it COVID? And ultimately it was COVID, as proven eventually by a positive antigen test. So I think that's another really important message. If you are planning to see your GP, if you're planning to go to a hospital appointment, you've got to just not rely on one test, but do a couple over a couple of days.
I have noticed, I was around town yesterday, lots of people wearing masks again out on the street and in shops. It's not compulsory. Nobody is saying you have to do it. But what's your take on mask wearing in crowded public spaces at the minute?
Well, given the transmissibility and how contagious these variants are at the moment, I think if you want to protect yourself and if you're worried, I think it's wise to wear a mask in a public place and to avoid that crowded setting. I think the reality is that life has kind of gone back to normal, and unfortunately that is creating problems. And as we've seen, any group gatherings have the potential to spread the virus. And a decision will ultimately have to be made. Are we going to live with this now? Are we making a decision that, yes, it's causing more minor illness and that we're going to get on with life? Or are we going to continue trying to protect those who are high risk? And do we need to look also at a further vaccine for people?
This is summer number three, isn't it, with COVID hanging around annoying us. In previous summers, the weather got better and everybody kind of went outdoors. It's been a bit awful in terms of weather in the last couple of weeks. That's probably not helped matters much, has it?
It's not helping, because obviously people will be indoors and will be gathered more. And again, it spreads through the air. So if it's a non-ventilated or a poorly ventilated area, the chances of picking it up are easy. But really what I'd say is, I think, it's out there. If you are someone who's high risk and you are really worried, or you're living with somebody who's very high risk, then I think taking the precautions that some people are doing, and as you said, we are seeing more and more people in shops and on public transport starting to wear masks again.
The key to success here is immunity, because we've got vaccination. Vast majority of the population have their vaccine. They probably have their booster as well. Some people, myself included, have the second booster already in our system. So we've done everything we can to stave this off. Why are so many people getting infected still now with this extra wave?
Well, I think the virologists and people like Dr. Killian de Gascoigne are kind of giving us the evidence and telling us that really we can't be guaranteed immunity from even previous infection. So previously, when COVID first hit, there was that hope that you had at least 6 months safe time before you could potentially be reinfected. We now know that people who are infected earlier on in the year are at high risk of still becoming infected again. So, and again, as someone who was caught out who had COVID in late February and got COVID again in early June, you know, it just shows it's not providing prevention or it doesn't provide protection against reinfection. However, exposure to the virus, both as an infection and through your vaccines, is providing that protection against serious illness. So I think we're not going to stop ourselves getting it because this virus is mutating, it's changing, and it's meaning that we're going to meet it again. And it's a little like the flu. Why do we need a new flu vaccine every year? Because it's the virus and because it changes, and we've got to adapt our vaccines to change with that. This virus is even more different because it's adapting and mutating so quickly. But again, the hope is that we're going to see ultimately a slight burnout of it and that therefore the symptoms won't be as severe and we won't see people dying in the numbers that we saw first time around.
And we know that the vaccines are changing, of course, as well, because we have got the Moderna Omicron variant booster that seems to be extremely effective. You could get up to 12 months off that. Pfizer have had huge success in their Omicron booster as well. What's the likelihood of them being available to GPs and vaccination centres September, October, when people probably should start thinking about their next vaccination if they want one?
I think we need to be planning for all of this. And I think, unfortunately, we have already seen that many of the vaccine centres have started to close. And that's of concern to me because as we come into winter, and I think a lot of the specialists and our virologists are concerned that as you move into winter, you're meeting other viruses such as influenza and other things that we see rise in because, again, of that closed door nature of life. And if we start seeing all these viruses hitting at once, that has the potential to cause further changes in all of these viruses, but more importantly, means that we put further stress on our healthcare system, mainly the hospitals, but also primary care, such as general practices, where if your nurse is out or the GP's out with COVID or other or influenza, it means that there's a reduced service. So I think there is concern moving into the winter. We need to know, are we going to have availability of these new forms of the vaccine and how they're going to be delivered? I think, again, as I've said, the closing of the vaccine centres is of concern because while GPs and pharmacists have done a Trojan job in providing vaccines over the last year and a bit, we also got to get on with our day-to-day work, seeing sick patients and ensuring that we're providing that care to them.
And how easy is that, Ilona? Because every time I speak to my own GP, they're flat to the mat. They cannot possibly squeeze in anything more because they've been dealing with COVID, but they're dealing with the backlog of people who probably didn't get timely intervention because COVID had kept them away from the hospital or kept them away from the GP surgery. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any light at the end of the GP's tunnel.
There really isn't. And while we know that all areas of healthcare are under pressure, I think general practice is really feeling it because as services are reduced or services are delayed, so outpatient clinics cancelled or tests cancelled for patients, the go-to person is the GP for the patients when they're running into problems. Now, unfortunately, COVID has also led to a furthering of the crisis in manpower in general practice, with many GPs opting to take that earlier retirement than they had planned to. So I think it's creating an ongoing difficulty. And again, everybody out there, I know you all struggle when you want to see your GP. We are doing our best. And really what we want to do is to be able to concentrate on that. And again, the message, try and protect us as well. If you've got respiratory symptoms, don't come without having done your antigen test.
Chris got in contact. Actually, Sheila got in contact this morning to say, it is Chris, actually. The runny nose and sore throat's coming after COVID. It seems you had a very mild COVID. Afterwards, you get the nose and the cough, says Chris.
Well, I think we know that symptoms can continue for a period of time, and that's always been the way, but generally speaking, they'll settle. And the acute phase where you're having the high temperatures, the aches and the pains, and where, more importantly, where you're highly contagious, that settles within the 5 to 7 days. Again, our restricted period and the isolation period remains at 7 days here in Ireland. It has been reduced to 5 in the UK, but it's 7 here.
When you have symptoms that are so mild, some people are probably just brushing it off. But then again, Ilona, you hear about someone who's floored with this, who says that they haven't felt this sick in years or they have never been sick and all of a sudden they're getting this now, possibly for the first time. Is there any indication as to why some people are struggling more than others with this, other than the fact that maybe they got a higher viral load?
And it can be the viral load. It can also be what underlying healthcare conditions they have. And again, anecdotally, what we're seeing is those who are getting it for the first time now are seeming to have more severe symptoms during that time. Yet again, they're nothing like the symptoms that we saw 2 years ago. So that also is kind of a source of comfort to us as GPs. But yes, I think previous exposure probably means that you are likely to not have as severe illness. But again, there are no rules with this virus. Similarly, we can't pick who are the people who are going to have long COVID symptoms, and we definitely have been seeing more of those and younger people in recent times. The hope is that it's not COVID that's long COVID that's going to last months, but perhaps just weeks. And I think, you know, people need to give themselves time to recover, not return to heavy exercise such as running and athletics and sports, heavy duty sports, for a period of time until they feel they have fully recovered from the illness.
Yeah, you're not filling me, someone who hasn't had COVID yet, with any confidence there, Lord. I need to.
You've had your vaccine. You're going to be okay as long as you're vaccinated.
That's fingers crossed. Lord Duffy, Monaghan based GP, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.